You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 28, Web Conversion and Podcast Strategies with Alex Harris.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, escape artists, ikomomai. Hello and welcome to the 28th episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Web Conversion and Podcast Strategies with Alex Harris. This episode is proudly hosted and sponsored by the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort, a 62-acre oceanfront paradise here on the Big Island of Hawaii. To book your Makai experience, go to HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS and be sure to let them know that I'm sending you to paradise. So something you may not know about the resort here is that over 40 animals, each with their own distinct personality, call Hilton Waikoloa Village home. The majority of the wildlife is in the bird and fish species. While exploring the resort, one may discover Chilean flamingos or a nini Hawaiian state bird and the only goose native to the Hawaiian Islands. Additionally, silver pheasants, Reeves pheasants, and African crowned cranes can be found on the islands scattered about the lagoon, canal, and the boatway. The African crowned cranes are famous for their bug dance as they hop and frolic, shaking up the dirt so the bugs will surface for a quick snack. And of course, you have to say aloha to Patricia and Butterscotch, the beloved cockatiels here. They greet guests in the lobby each day. I'll put my conversation with Patricia and Butterscotch in the show notes at ericaduran.co/28. This episode is also sponsored by my all-new Aloha Strategy Session. This session is perfect for coaches, consultants, trainers, and other entrepreneurs who are tired of settling and want to put more life back in their lifestyle. It is strictly for those who desire to earn at least $10,000 to $20,000 a month in their business and work about 3 days a week. For more information and for the Wiki Quick application, go to ericaduran.co/aloha. Remember that all the links and resources, including some links and photos of all the animals around this resort, will be over at ericaduran.co/28. So you can relax and listen knowing that you can get all the info and the links over there. Maybe you'll even want to share some aloha and leave us a comment in the show notes. Your thoughts are welcome. So today on the show, you'll meet Alex Harris. Alex Harris works with businesses to design and develop high-converting lead generation, subscription, and e-commerce stores. Since the year 2000, he has created over 100 e-commerce stores. He also specializes in conversion rate optimization and designing landing pages. While many web designers only focus on great-looking websites, Alex focuses on helping websites increase their online sales, generate more leads, and make more money. You can learn more about his company at alexdesigns.com. In this episode, you'll learn tips on how to get more visibility in your business by getting out of your comfort zone, strategies to convert all your website traffic you'll be getting with these increased visibility online, and speaking of visibility, how to get more podcast listeners. Of course, after the break, we'll have our WikiWiki round with rapid-fire questions. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. All right, escape artists, today we have Alex Harris, and hello, Alex, aloha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me, Erica.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. I know you're up to a lot of big things today, and where exactly are you in the world today?
I live really close to the Miami area in South Florida.
Oh, okay. I'm in the Keys a lot, so it's beautiful there.
Yeah, it's basically warm throughout the year. You know, it's a good hot in the summer, but it's a great place to live.
Great, perfect. And in the intro, I gave, you know, your formal bio, but everyone would love to meet you. And if you could just give your bio and anything about your business or your current projects that you'd like to share.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster too. I do have a podcast, and I've been doing online website design and marketing now for over 15 years. So I got started in the year 2000, and I'm actually a traditional artist. I grew up drawing and painting. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, wanted to figure out a way to take my art and turn my passion into profit. So I became a website designer, became completely addicted to the internet, worked for a .com for over 11 years for way too long, which we could talk about, and leaving that corporate career. And now I've been an entrepreneur for the last 4 years, really focusing on landing pages, conversion rate optimization, and helping small businesses make more money online.
Great. And I love that you said addicted to the internet, because a lot of people are afraid of it, but some people it just really resonates with them and they get totally addicted with the fact that you can reach anyone in the world through it and you don't have to market in your local area anymore.
And you can make stuff out of nothing. Like, yeah. I create stuff in Photoshop and that's my business. You know, I'm able to take things that we research and figure out and then create pieces of art and sell them, and people make money off of it.
It's just so amazing what you can do. I've seen so many different businesses. And what exactly does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you, since you're on Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? I thought I'd ask that key question.
Yeah, well, definitely. As I said, I worked for a .com for 11 years. So I basically knew that I was eventually going to get fired or the company was going to go under. So during that time, I tried to really create the lifestyle, the business that I wanted, because I knew that I wanted to make money from my own website design, create my own website company, have the lifestyle that I really wanted, to not have much debt, to not pay for, to not have a car bill, an auto bill. Mm-hmm. So during that time in corporate, I saved all my money to be able to leave and be able to pick and choose the clients that I want to work with and be able to do that on my terms. That's really a freedom lifestyle to me.
Perfect. And my audience of escape artists is made up of a lot of people who would like to leave corporate and build a freelance career just as you did. But they need a little nudge out of their comfort zones. I know it's a huge thing for them to, you know, whether it's leaving their job or putting themselves online. Can you give us some actionable advice on this particular topic of getting them out of the nest, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm a traditional artist, as I said, so I didn't go to business, marketing school. I learned everything on the job. So what you have to do is what I did, milk it for as long as you possibly can till you have a comfort, a nice savings so you can go out on your own. I stayed in corporate for way too long, but because of that, I'm able to live a better lifestyle than I would have if I would have left a little earlier. Now, for me, I had to really network. It all came down to who you know and who is going to refer me work. So in 2004, I immediately started to brand myself as a landing page conversion-focused website designer. And I started to do a lot of work, actually, for very popular people, but I did it for free. Initially, to show that I was reliable, that I would show up, and it built my track record. And over time, they started referring me bigger clients. And now, really, 10 years later, they are some of my biggest clients. They're sending me some of my best projects. So be intentional with your time and figure out what you're afraid of and what your strengths are, because that way you can figure out how you can get to that next level. It may take you a little bit longer to leave that corporate job, but you'll feel more comfortable when the time is right. I would certainly not rush into it.
Right. That's exactly the opposite of what I did. I just left at lunch one day and couldn't take it anymore. So,
well, you know, if you got to cut the cord and burn the bridges, you know, that's a way to do it too, because you're forced into to push yourself outside of the comfort zone. And it's scary, because entrepreneurship, if you haven't done it before, everything's unknown. So you're going to reach a lot of adversity.
Right. And if you could speak on too, I mean, you have a podcast and your website and all the social media. Is there anything you do to get over the nervousness or the, you know, basically being in a fishbowl online with everyone seeing what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot to take in, because it's very easy to see what everyone else is doing and say, why am I not seeing the success too? Mm-hmm. And you can't think of it like that. You have to think of everybody as basically your team members, because if you're able to really connect with more people and see that there's a lot of other people out there just doing the same things you are and have been through it before, then you're able to really, you know, have a team. That's really the main thing, is connecting with like-minded people so other people promote your stuff too. Like, I just recently wrote a book, and it took me a lot longer than I wanted to do because I got a lot of feedback from all the people that I really connected with, and they gave me real honest feedback, and that was able to make the book more of a success, a better quality product, and a great launch. So it all comes down to really who you meet online and how you can take those online relationships offline.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do a lot of e-commerce work. Conversion rate optimization is simply a metric that we follow to figure out the amount of visitors that come to your site divided by the amount of people who actually purchase. That's your conversion rate. We try to improve that. The bigger, higher percentage, the more people, more money you make. So the book goes into detail about how small businesses can gather data from whatever it is, Google Analytics, or from the customer, like surveys, that qualitative data, and then use that data to create a hypothesis and then run tests, do A/B testing to figure out which design may work better for you. And then from that, we're able to analyze how people go through your site, where they click, what they do, and find out why they're not converting. And that whole process that we go through, I call it the marketing optimization system. It's a five-step process to discover your ideal customer, then create a hypothesis to run valid split tests, and then review with your analytics to scale and grow your bottom line. So that's basically all of it in a nutshell, but I go through a detailed process of how you can do that on any site.
Okay, perfect. And of course, we'll put the links in the show notes at ericaduran.co/28. And Alex, we all know that on our websites, we need some sort of lead magnet or an opt-in box to capture emails on our websites and blogs. But I would love to know if you could share some advice on strategies to increase the conversion. So basically, we have traffic coming to our sites now. What? And I know your book's all about that, but is there anything that you could tell us now that's a little actionable for us to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a very common thing that happens with people who create a website, whether you have, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years of experience, but a lot of times you put a website up and you just kind of leave it there. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the wrong thing to do. You don't want to assume that you have the best lead magnet. You don't want to assume that you have the best headline, the best photo, the best organization of your navigation. So you never want to make assumptions about your ideal customer or your user experience. So you want to continuously try to iterate and optimize. The more you can try other things, you can figure out what works and what doesn't. That's really the trick to conversion and optimization. The more data that you can gather, and then try to iterate as quickly as possible. Let's break that into practical terms. So everybody usually has, you know, let's say a WordPress site. They have a sidebar, a header, a footer. That's basically the organization of all of your pages. You need to make sure that each of those sections are intentional to meet the objective that you want. Gather leads, gather email opt-ins. Everybody does it in different ways. You have to figure out the right way for you. Some people do it in the page. You know, you actually enter your email right there and hit a free download, and you get the email address. Mm-hmm. Some people do a pop-up overlay. So you have to figure out the right scenario that your visitors like, not any other site, but what your visitors like, because you're tailoring the content and the user experience to them. Now, some things that really I've seen work a lot. You know how you visit a website and they have a sticky header? You know, I'm not talking about the hello bar at the very, very top. I do like hello bar or AppSumo. I like those. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about your navigation. Your navigation on your header, I recommend making that sticky. So okay. As you scroll down the page, the header always stays right there. Now, within the header, you have a main call to action button that gives something away for free. The number one call to action that I recommend the label to be is free download. Give something away for free. You know, get your free freedom-based lifestyle guide, free download. Mm-hmm. Something like that, you know, just a little bit of text. And that is always on the screen as you're able to scroll. The same thing with mobile. As you scroll down on mobile, that header bar is always there. The ability to download something. Maybe you want them to call you. Maybe you want them to fill out a complete form. But whatever it is, you put that right there.
Okay, that's great. That's something I haven't heard before. I mean, of course, the hello bar is sticky, but I haven't heard the concept of the header being sticky. And
yeah, it makes sense because, you know, as you go through pages, you get lost.
Right.
You're not sure where to go. And instead of, you know, basically clicking on something else, people just click the X button or the back button and they completely leave. So you want to give them, be intentional about your information architecture, the ability to get people to their destination within one or two clicks. Maybe you're giving away a free course or a free book or whatever it is. Put that in your navigation, your best content up there. In your case, a podcast. You know, put a link to a podcast and maybe the link has a little drop down and has your top five best episodes in there. You know, and those are things to try.
Now, do you recommend, most people that I see, they have a header, a big pretty header on their homepage, but they don't necessarily have formal headers on the sub pages. Would you recommend having a different header on every page?
Well, it depends. If you have like, if you're selling different courses or you have custom landing pages, I would maybe have the header differently. But majority of the website should have the same header. The blog posts should have the same header. Your contact page, about page, things like that.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for that. That's very actionable. Thank you. And you just mentioned my podcast. Since I did just start my podcast earlier this year, of course, all my clients are interested in having their own podcast now because I work with a lot of coaches and consultants and trainers. And the question always is, how do I grow my podcast audience? And you're quite successful at this, so I thought I'd ask you for some tips.
There's no easy answer. And it's very hard to do, but you literally have to meet one person at a time, whether it's online, through Twitter, Facebook, wherever you hang out online, Instagram, or going to conferences and meeting people. You want to be at the places where your target audience is. You know, me, I hang out with a lot of conversion-focused marketers, so I go to those conferences and I meet those people, and I literally hand out a brochure about my podcast. I go one person to the next, and over time, that's how to do it.
So no magic pill, huh?
No, unfortunately, there's no magic pill. It doesn't matter, you know, how many reviews or how much rankings you get. It's not going to build your audience. It really comes down to understanding your audience really better, because if it's one person who's interested in you, there's 10 more people like that. You just have to find out where they're hanging out and make sure you show value. So, you know, go to, you know, other lifestylepreneur type of places that people are hanging out and, you know, offer some free social media advice. Then people say, oh, wow, she knows what she's talking about. Build credibility over time. That will get other people to promote you. Also, you know, the guests that you bring on, make sure the guests, you're intentional about them, that they're going to share your content too. You know, that's really how you get that compound effect to be able to share the episodes over time. Also, you know, just the distribution of content, making sure that your podcast goes everywhere. You know, there's many different ways for people to stream podcasts, so you want to make sure that it's able to be gotten into the hands of people. Mm-hmm. I'm not on your website right now. I can click on it real quick. But, you know, but there's certain things about your website to get people to actually you know, subscribe to your show a lot more. Okay, so I immediately arrived at your homepage. Mm-hmm. The first thing I should see on the right, on the sidebar, is a big button to subscribe in iTunes.
I have it. It's below my main opt-in on the sidebar.
Yeah, so way too far down below the fold. I would put it maybe right underneath that arrow, in your header, but that if that's one of your main goals, to get more people on your podcast, that iTunes button, that should be very clear above the fold on every page.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for doing a quick mini coaching there. All right, Alex, this has been fantastic. Are you ready for our WikiWiki round?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Well, first we're going to hear a word from our sponsor that makes this all possible.
Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo.
Okay, Alex, we're back and we're ready for the Wiki Wiki round. Are you there?
Wiki.
Have you been to Hawaii, Alex?
I have not, but I definitely want to go.
Oh, okay. Wiki means quick, so this is our lightning round. And
okay,
I
cool.
Just want to ask you what your three favorite tools are. These can be, everyone wants to know the tools, right? So apps or tools, or it could be even a paper notebook. What are your three favorite tools?
Well, I'm an artist, so I love to sketch. I love a good journal or a nice moleskin. Okay. But my three favorite tools online are probably things that make me more successful. One is time management. I use the Pomodoro app on my phone a lot to make sure that I'm intentional about the, you know, 25 minutes bursts of a lot of work. If you get, you know, a bunch of Pomodoros done in a day, you get a lot of work done. Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend the Pomodoro app. The other tool that I use a lot is SoundCloud. I find some amazing motivational, really inspirational stuff on SoundCloud. Then I create a playlist and I listen to that all day. And it just really trains my mind to completely think about how much more opportunity that there is for me out there. And I need to be more grateful about the things that I currently have. So listening to those playlists on SoundCloud, if you want to, you know, follow me on Alex Designs on SoundCloud,
okay. And
we could share each other's stuff. But it really, there's some amazing things going on in that space for sure. Lastly, I'll give you a conversion-focused tool.
Okay.
My favorite tool right now is Hotjar. Hotjar.com. It's free to get started, and you can collect surveys, you can do mouse tracking, you can watch people go through your entire site. That can help you figure out where the problems are on your site. If people are on your site for a certain amount of time and they move their mouse to the back button and they're not going to check out or you're not going to generate that lead, you can ask them, oh, what is this page missing? So Hotjar.com is definitely a great tool that I think every site should have.
Okay, and I know it's a wiki-wiki round, but I just want to go back to SoundCloud. I'm curious, are you finding that different than the podcast on iTunes? Is there a different culture a little bit over there?
Oh, it's completely different because SoundCloud, there's not as much licensing issues.
Okay.
So people can create motivational, like, speeches. They take them and they remix them over, like, hip-hop.
Oh.
So it's a completely different experience, and there's really some great SoundCloud stuff out there.
Oh, perfect. I'll check that out and follow you there. Okay, so, and then our next WikiWiki question is, what are your three little snippet best pieces of advice for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
My three best pieces of advice. I always think about the four agreements, but we won't go into that. the three best pieces of advice for entrepreneurs is, number one, it's all about finding your strengths, making sure that you know what you're good at. If you go towards things that you're not good at, you're going to fail and you're going to be aggravated about it. But if you go towards your strengths, then even if you fail, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I failed. I learned and I can move forward. So it's definitely finding your strengths. After that, it's about surrounding yourself with a team. Maybe you have a mastermind group, maybe you have just a Facebook group, or maybe you have a local group that you can go to and get feedback. If you're working in a silo as a solopreneur, then you're only going to have the feedback of your own mind. That's the totally wrong way to approach business. The trick to making more money online is the feedback loop. How quickly you can get feedback about whatever you're working on, and then iterate as quickly as you can.
Perfect.
Lastly, I think it's about making a difference. If you're not helping someone better their lives, you're basically doing it wrong. If you're able to really make a difference in other people's lives, eventually the money will come.
Those are perfect pieces of advice. Thank you. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a free gift for our escape artists today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like any good marketer, we all should have free gifts to give away. I actually have a free course that you can get either through email or watching all the videos at once. All you have to do is visit the website alexdesigns.com/free course. You can get the top 10 e-commerce optimization strategies to help your website make more money.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being generous with that. And all these links, of course, will be at ericaduran.co/28. And one last parting URL you could give out, maybe your favorite social media platform that you like people to follow you on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been on Twitter forever. I love Twitter. You can follow me there on at Alex Designs. And I'm loving Instagram, too, if you're on Instagram, at Alex Designs as well.
Perfect. Perfect branding, keeping it all the same on all cross platforms.
It's tough.
It's tough to get, like, even if you're not going to use Periscope, I'm like, go get your name at least to my people. Well, mahalo so much, Alex. Thank you so much for being here.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Pauhana Escape Artist, work is done on this episode. I hope you learned some ways to break through your comfort zones, get more visibility in your business so you can have greater conversions on your website, and even attract more podcast guests. You also learned that there are many lucky birds and fish that call Hilton Waikoloa Resort home. Remember to say aloha to Butterscotch and Patricia when you visit. Make sure you check out all the links, photos, and resources that we've mentioned, including Alex's gift to you at ericaduran.co/28. And of course, the link is there to my all-new free Aloha Strategy session. Mahalo for listening. Connect with me on your favorite social media. A hui ho, until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.